Hi. I just got your phone number from the AOC, their public affairs lady. They gave me your number. So my issue is this. I have filed some complaints of judicial misconduct over a year ago, and I'm not getting any responses from anybody I tried to contact there at the AOC or the judicial conference. And I've followed all of the rules. I know it's received because the U.S. Postal Service has sent me confirmations of delivery and so forth. And so it's now been many, many months. And so the problem is I need to have somebody to contact me. I'm pretty knowledgeable about these things. I've followed all the rules according to all the laws and everything, but the judicial conference is just not getting back to me. So I'm hoping that you can help me deal with this.
Who did you file a complaint against, sir?
Well, there were a couple of them. And in fact, if you happen to have a computer in front of you that's connected to the internet, the external internet from your point of view, I can direct you to exactly everything I'm talking about because I've posted it on my own website. Barring that, I can give you any information you would like right here on the telephone, too. It's just that, you know, that may be more efficient. Just finding the best way to work with you.
Figure out exactly what type of court personnel you're filing your complaint against.
Sure.
Just in general.
Sure. Okay, so just as a general issue, I have been involved. So I'm in Massachusetts right now, a suburb just north of Boston. So I work in the First Circuit. And I did file a regular lawsuit in the First Circuit. Oh, this is now a couple years ago, and it was, shall I say, wrongly adjudicated, and I think judicial misconduct was involved very strongly. I've been through all of the steps until I got up now to the judicial misconduct complaints that I have filed that I'm talking to you about now. Against those judges. So that's the general gist of it. As I say, all of the information I'm saying to you right now is on my website and of course has been submitted to the judicial conference. And indeed my whole website has indeed been submitted to the judicial conference. And so there's no lack of information on my side into this process. The problem is I'm not getting any feedback. And in fact, I know from reading all the rules, in fact, they're actual laws, federal laws, that I am supposed to get some sort of feedback from the judicial conference or, you know, since the judicial conference website all points to the AOC. That's why I'm talking to you right now. The AOC people, or at least I did until I was, now I've been, you know, as I told you a few minutes ago, I called the AOC Public Affairs Office, they referred me to you. So I don't actually know where you are, or your name, or anything like that, which is okay, I don't really need to know those things. What I do need to know is though, how to get, some sort of communication happening here. I know the communication is supposed to happen. For example, I'm supposed to have received official confirmation of my submissions to the judicial conference. However, that never even happened. They never responded to me. Now, I have, as I said, I have confirmation from the post office, you know, certified mail, that it all was indeed delivered. I got those receipts back. They were stamped officially from the places they were supposed to go, and I can, you know, show you all the websites I'm talking about. Actually, let me repeat again, all the websites I'm talking about are documented on my website. So you don't need to take my word for it right now, just in a phone call, because this is ephemeral. It's all on my website. It's very persistent. Been documented very strongly. So I am not in any sense blaming you as an individual for anything that's going on here. But I am pretty frustrated with why I haven't been at least contacted by the, you know, I'm calling it the judicial conference, and I'm using shorthand words here, but believe me, all of this, as I say again, is documented, and I can show you exactly where it is all on my website so that you can confirm everything I'm saying, and we can continue a dialogue here however you would like to proceed. Does that sort of give you an idea of what I'm talking about now?
Yes. Hold on one second, sir.
Sure thing. I'm sorry, our connection here may not be very good. Could you please repeat that maybe a little bit louder and slower so I could understand what you said?
My name is Angela Garcia. May I help you?
Yes, Angela Garcia. Thank you very much. I just now have gotten transferred to you by phone from some other place. I don't know the name of the person that was. But my issue is this. I am an American citizen. I have filed a complaint of judicial misconduct with the Judicial Conference and the AOC, the Administrative Office of the U.S. Court. And now it's been many, many months, and I'm not getting any communications from them. For example, just to give you one example, by law, they're supposed to have communicated with me that they received my complaints and that they're working on it. They never did that. Now, I do know they received the complaints because I sent it by certified U.S. mail, and U.S. mail has given me their receipts back saying, yes, indeed, they delivered it, and it's stamped by them. So I know they received it, but also by law, and I've, really studied this very well, the Judicial Conference place that I sent it to is supposed to communicate with me directly, not through the Postal Service, but directly with a letter saying that they received it. They never even did that. So this is...
So when you say that they're not supposed to communicate through the Postal Service, but you say that they should send you a letter, how just to make sure I have this one piece of the puzzle before I respond.
Sure thing.
What were you thinking?
Okay, so, I do understand exactly what you're saying, and I probably spoke in a way that wasn't that clear. So what I mean is this. When I sent my complaints, by the way, before I continue, and I will continue just one moment, I should say that all of the information I'm telling you I have on a website of my own. So I have documented everything on a website. So I can give you that website address, and you can access everything I'm saying here. But now back to your question. So you asked about the ambiguity I was talking about how they're supposed to contact me in the Postal Service. So what I mean by that is the following. I sent my complaint to, and I'm going to use the phrase Judicial Conference here just for abbreviation. They have a website, they talk about the AOC, Administrative Office of the U.S. Courts, and so forth, and I've done it all by the book. So I know I'm right. But now back to the explanation here. So what I did is I sent my complaints by paper, by U.S. mail, certified mail. So what I received back from the post office is that little green certified mail receipt that says they indeed delivered it to the judicial conference. And it's got a stamp on it. And all this is posted on my website, as I'm saying. It's got a rubber stamp posted on it, the officials saying that they did receive it. So what I'm saying there is that the post office guarantees that they indeed delivered it to the right place. But in addition to all that, what's supposed to happen is that the judicial conference is supposed to send me directly a communication from them via the U.S. mail, a letter that says, yes, indeed, they did receive it, and it's probably got some sort of a case number and all of that kind of stuff. They never sent me that. And that is the problem. Does that, there's many more parts to this puzzle, but does that explain to you the ambiguity I was talking about the mail service?
I think it does. I have a couple of issues with the mail service, but I have to tell you that this answer-wise, it honestly doesn't change, okay, what the situation from, you know, how I would try to help explain it for you or to you. So I'm sorry if you got transferred around. Also, I should say that before I go any further, but you did, in a building of 1,000 people, you could get to the right person. But what I have to say is, you were talking about the fact that you should have gotten notification of, I'm going to call it, first of all, there's two terms that I'm going to change slightly from what you said, okay?
Yes.
You were saying that you should have gotten, I wouldn't say it's a case number, I would say it's a complaint number, okay?
I didn't hear the word. What number?
Complaint number.
I still didn't hear it. I'm sorry. What was it?
Complaint.
Okay. Now I heard you. Thank you. We don't have a great connection here, but okay, complaint number. Yes, I will accept that. That's fine.
Okay. I'm assuming that's what we're talking about, okay?
Okay.
The other thing is, this is the judicial conference. I assume you need to do some counsel. So, what circuit are you involved with?
Well, so you've got a very good point here, and I think I know what you're talking about, but I'm not sure that we're in agreement with the actual terminology. So, judicial counsel to me means my circuit here, which is the First Circuit. I'm in the Boston area. I've already dealt with them. The problem is that there is a level of appeal beyond that, and I'm calling it the judicial conference, because I thought that was the correct terminology. So I have already dealt with the judicial conference. I've already dealt with the judicial council, and I believe they are in error. And so the level of escalation I'm trying to get to now is the judicial, what I'm calling judicial conference. Now, I couldn't give you all the websites I'm talking about for all this and laws, but maybe it wouldn't be the best time to do it right now on a phone call like this because of the limited bandwidth and time that we have together. I can point you to my website where everything I'm saying is documented very clearly. So that may be
okay.
A better place, to go to.
Well, I have to tell you, from the purposes here in the building, that is something, and I can appreciate the information that I'm sure you have on there, but it's not something that that would be able to help in our answer to you, okay? So if you're not happy with the decision of the judicial council, of the for the First Circuit, then you can file anything with anybody in the government, okay? And you can certainly try to escalate it to the judicial conference, and you can serve, you know, send copies of it to whomever you like. But the reality is that the judicial conference has delegated this to the circuit, and there is not an established avenue of appeal that I'm aware of. And I've been with the judiciary for 30 years, so I'm telling you true here. This is not something that the conference would take up. I've never ever heard of them taking up something like this, and they have decentralized it because of this. Okay, so that's kind of where I have to tell you that it falls down on. So
okay,
like I said, you can use anything that you want. You can certainly send it to, you know, the chair or all the members or the judicial conference secretariat here at the administrative office. You can send it to anyone and everyone that you would like. But the reality of it is that it would be, as far as I know, I've never seen or heard of anything like this. So at this point, you absolutely may. So as far as I've talked more right now than you get a word in edgewise. So is there something in particular that you would like to mention to me right now?
Yes, and by the way, I believe you said your name was Angela. I would just like to thank you very much for speaking to me. However, I will want to continue this, and I'll do so right now, because I believe some of the things you've just said are not in agreement with what I've learned. And in particular, I can give you some websites right here to that I'll direct you to show what I'm talking about. But before I go...
Okay, now this part we don't need to get into. I don't want to waste your time and think that I'm going to be able to, you know, to change, you know, what the information that I've given you at this point, okay? So if you definitely, which it sounds like you do, that you definitely feel differently about, you know, what the situation is than what I'm telling you, then I absolutely, if you'd like to go ahead and send something in right away to try to have someone else take a look at, you know, what you feel is an incorrect decision by the council on this particular, you know, misconduct and civility issue with an state particular judge, or judges, that's how it has to be done. And that I'm not sure if you have any other particular question, because you knew before you called that you could do this. You were already talking about escalating it to the conference, so you knew what you were talking about. And so I'm assuming that's what you would like to do.
Thanks very much. Yeah. So. I would indeed like to pursue this as vigorously as possible. The fact is, I'm sitting right here, and this is, you know, a little confusing to me. I'm sitting right here looking at a web page on my computer that says exactly what I'm talking about, that it is possible that if I don't agree with the judicial council, then I can indeed escalate it to the judicial conference. It even gives the law here, the Judicial Conduct and Disability Act of 1980, which is 28 U.S.C. sections 351 to 364, and I've read
okay.
it.
Okay, well, I'm going to go like that. I mean, if you're telling me that you can do this, then by all means, go ahead and do whatever it is that, you know, that you feel that you need to do that you can do.
Perfect.
By all means, go ahead.
So who can I talk to? I thought I had gotten to you and that you were someone I could talk to about this, but as you're saying, you seem to not be the right person. So who can I...
Well, what do you mean talk to about this? That's what I need to know. Because the members of the conference are, and it sounds like you have a lot of proficiency with the internet. So the members of the conference are all listed online on the USCourts.gov website.
Yeah. I've already read all that.
So there's really not anything that other people here with the interior are going to be able to cope with. What you want to do.
But I've already done it. Okay, let me repeat this again. I've already done everything I'm talking about, and I've done it correctly. The problem is the judicial conference, in my abbreviated terminology, because, you know, terminologies may differ, but is not acknowledging my communications, even though they received my communications. Now,
Okay, can
I direct you to a government website right now that you can access and you can...
So I don't want to waste your time.
Okay.
I really can't waste your time. Let me just put it just flat out.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, just give me to somebody that I can talk to. Yeah, that's fine. So go ahead.
Okay. So the only other person, the only other office, if you look on USCourts.gov, they have a phone number for the Judicial Conference Secretariat.
Okay, wait.
So if you look under
Judicial
Conference, there should be a contact number for
Secretariat?
Yes.
Okay, I have not found that. So let me try that. So it's uscourts.gov, which is, by the way, what I'm looking at right now. I mentioned to you a moment ago, I'm looking at a web page. Let me just read the title of that web page. So you know what I'm talking about. It's uscourts.gov/judges/judicial conduct disability/FAQs filing judicial conduct or disability complaint. And it really gives a lot of good information there. And so I followed everything that's in it. But I have not found anything called the Secretariat.
Definitely see if you can look under the Judicial Conference portion of it, and there should be a staff office, just like there's various, let's say, rules committees of the conference, okay? And that the public information site does give a name and a phone number for contacts for that.
I'm just now Googling Judicial Conference Secretariat. I'm trying to spell it right. Okay, so I did that Google. About the Judicial Conference, there's nothing here. So there is something here. Now I see something called About the Judicial and the Secretariat Officer. okay, hold on. Let me click into that and see if they give a contact information. Again, they're citing...
I think that they would, but...
They're citing a bunch of the laws here that I've already known. They give no contact information. No contact information at all. They give a list of the members, it says. But there's no way to contact this. Actually, the word secretariat. I don't see the word secretariat. Hold on. Where is that? There's the word secretary. But there's no word secretariat in this web.
Okay. Well, if you'd like to give me your name and number, then I can see if I can look it up for you and do a search myself, because there are these different committees on the Judicial Conference, and they are staffed, so I would imagine that there's some information somewhere about the conference.
Yeah.
Because at this point, like I said, I mean, I don't know that they'll be able to assist any further, but you know, in the event that they are, then I would be happy to provide that information.
Yeah.
I have no problem with that at all. So
if you want
to give me a name and a number,
absolutely,
I'll see what I can do for you tomorrow. Okay.
Sure. I understand it's late in the day. It's 4:11 p.m. right now. So my name is Walter Tuvell, T-U-V-E-L-L. As I said to you, I'm in the Boston area. I can give you both my email and my phone number. So my email is walt.tuvel@gmail.com. And my phone number, which is my cell phone number I'm calling from right now, is 781-475-7254. I'll also give you my Surface U.S. Mail address, just so in case that's better for you. So, yeah, it's Walter.
Yeah. No. The phone's fine, so let me read it back to you, okay?
Oh, okay, yeah.
781-475. 475.
Yes. 7254. Yes, that's right.
Okay. All right. Let me see what I can find out for you, and I'll try to give you a call.
In addition, just so you'll have the information, I'll tell you that website of mine that I'm talking about. You may or may not have.
That's not going to change anything. So, like I said, I mean, I would love to peruse it, but I just am not going to be able to do that. It just conflates the information, the situation, because it's not something that I would be able to help you with. And I would rather just get you to, if there is someone that you can talk to and that you can address this for you, then I would be happy to get you to the right person. Because like I said, I mean, it's a lot of time spent with you, then it's not going to be productive, and I don't want that for any taxpayer.
Oh no, that's very good. I appreciate your attitude there. That's a very good one. And so we're pretty much done here, but let me just add one little piece of information that you may want to go home and think about. That so there's this judge now on the Supreme Court called Brett Kavanaugh. Now, I have no political leanings one way or the other in any direction about him, period. I am not liberal, I'm not conservative, I don't care about any of that junk. However, I can just let you know that by reading the news, you know, all the, you know, the internet news that's out there, there's been a number of stories about this. Somebody has recently, just in the past couple of weeks, been through the whole process that I'm talking about with respect to, you know, Judge Kavanaugh, Justice Kavanaugh, about through the Judicial Council, that got rejected, and now he himself is going directly to the Judicial Conference. So, in other words, that guy, whoever he is, I don't know, some lawyer, maybe New York, I'm not sure, he's going to the Judicial Conference just like I am doing. So, when a moment ago you said...
Yes, I would make a distinction here, though.
Yes.
To be fair, a Supreme Court justice, they don't have the same system of judicial misconduct and disability.
Oh, no, I agree.
And so a Supreme Court justice is different from another judge.
No, I totally agree with you. I have read those laws, too. So that guy is going to lose. My point, though, is that he has escalated it now beyond the Judicial Council to the Judicial Conference, which is what I'm doing. And you just, you know, a few minutes ago said that you had not heard of an extra level of escalation like he is doing and like I am doing. So he is indeed doing it. It's a known process.
Yeah, I think there's just a little bit of misunderstanding between the two of us. But what I can do is I can find out whether there's any information or anyone that would be able to help you any further, okay?
Oh,
and I can give you a call back.
Yeah, that's absolutely perfect. Do you have a direct number I can get to you again? Because I do. You're much more informative than most of the people I've tried to talk to.
Yes, no. I want people to have my name and my phone number because I don't want anyone to feel like something falls into a void, because that's too often the case.
Yeah.
So my name is, again, is Angela Garcia.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
And my desk number, my desk number is area code 202.
Yes.
502.
Yes.
1573.
1573. Yeah, so I got referred to you from somebody at a, I guess, the general number there in your office, which was 1500 at the end instead of 1573. And so, Angela, you know, I appreciate it's late in the day, and I hope that you are able to look up something for me and get back to me. But I just want to thank you very much for the cooperation you've given me today, because up until now I've gotten, you know, too many runarounds. It sounds like you are somebody who actually cares about the U.S. citizen, which is all I am. I am not involved in any of the, and I'll call it bullshit, the political bullshit that's happening either one way or the other. I'm not Democrat. I'm not Republican. I don't care about any of that stuff. All I care about is justice, and it sounds like you may be too. So I just want to thank you one last time, and I await, you know, the information you're going to hopefully look up for me and get to me in the next couple of days.
Well, I will look it up for you for sure. It's just a matter of whether or not we'll be able to have anybody that will be able to do what you would like, okay? And
yes.
You mentioned it twice about it being late in the day. I have to tell you, I'm on leave right now taking my daughter to a doctor's appointment, so I would do it right now for you, right now, except for this, which is why I'm going to need to call you back tomorrow. So before you think that I'm just trying to get off the clock early.
No.
Because I need to be somewhere.
I'm sorry. If you thought that, then that's absolutely not my intention. My intention is very much to be very, very you're cooperative here. And that's all I'm doing, seriously.
Okay. Well, I will be back in touch. Okay, and you have my direct number. If you don't hear from me and what you consider to be a satisfactory amount of time, then you can give me a call. But otherwise, I'm planning to do this for you tomorrow. I'll see what I can find out, okay?
Perfectly. I await your communication.
Okay, sir. I'll be in touch, okay?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
Right. Bye-bye.